Jesus kept going to the throne room of grace so he can find empowerment.
Right.
All right, see, y'all looking at me sideways. Go with me to Matthew 26. Y'all, some of y'all looking at me sideways. Jesus ran to the throne room of grace. Yes, he did. He did it a couple of times that I counted, but I know it's more than that. Watch this. Go to the 36th verse. 36. Then Jesus cometh with them unto a place called Gethsemane and said unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. Verse 40. And he cometh to the disciples and found them asleep and said to them, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye not that ye enter in, not into temptation. The spirit indeed, but the do you know the sin nature is in your flesh? Now sit, wait a minute. Now let me get some of y'all, let me knock some of y'all off the horse. Just because you ain't committing none of the Ten Commandments sins don't mean that the sin nature ain't ruling you. Because sin just simply means separation from God. You could be not doing things, but you separated from the will of God. You don't know what God wants you to do because you ain't spending time in the throne room of grace. So sin just simply means to be separated from God. So Satan don't mind you playing religion. He don't mind you playing church. What he don't want you to discover is who you are. And realize that the answer is not on the outside.
Yes, sir.
See, this is why we run to the throne room of grace. Gethsemane at that moment was Jesus' throne room of grace. This the purpose of the throne room of grace. The throne room of grace is simply to remind you of who you are. It's simply to remind you of who you are. Jesus had to be reminded. See, Jesus had to go through this so you'll know how to do what you need to do. Jesus said, God, if you could do this another way. But in the throne room of grace, God reminded him, nah, this is what you came here to do. That's why Philippians 2:5 say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Because Jesus went through this moment. Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and felt exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. So Jesus being, watch this, in the flesh, had to go to the throne room of grace to find grace, to be empowered to go to the cross. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all stop being super religious on me now. If Jesus had not gone through this, there would not be an example of how to go through the throne room of grace. If Jesus didn't go to the throne room of grace, then he couldn't die for us to go to the throne room of grace. So, but if Jesus can go to the throne room of grace, if this the kind of results that you get from going to the throne room of grace, it's about knowing who you are. I didn't say, watch this. I didn't say you have to make it happen. But you have to know who you are. And when you begin to forget who you are, because it is possible. When you face a challenge, that's all happened to Adam and Eve. They forgot who they were. So when they forgot who they were, they start looking somewhere else to discover who they were. That's why the tree started looking pleasurable to them. Because they let the enemy come tell them a lie.
Yes, sir.
Every challenge that you face is thank you, Holy Spirit. The throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me knock some other people off this high horse. When you don't know what God wants you to do, and you make something up, and you mess it up, you now need mercy. You bona fide Christian that didn't know what God wants you to do, and you made something up, and you went and did it, and now you created another whole situation, now you need mercy. So what you do? Run into the throne room of grace. See, we sometimes forget who we are. We let the system. We let the system. He said, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. See, I don't take Romans 12 and 2. Lightly. I don't take it lightly at all. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I said it Sunday. You can't build an old house. You can only remodel it. That means the house is already there.
Yes.
You can't renew something that wasn't there. So if I have to renew my mind to something, that means that mind, what is being renewed to, was once new. That means you came here with the mind of Christ already on the inside of you. But the sin nature was covering up. That's why I have to run to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and find empowerment to uncover who I am. Is this making sense? The only way that you can get to Ephesians 4, 13, 14, 15, and 16 is by allowing grace to properly function in your life. Grace can only properly function in your life when you completely and begin to focus on who God called you to be, who God made you to be. Not what anybody else say, not what the world system say, but you go to God in every situation. Matter of fact, you should get to a point where you're facing a challenge and you should say, God, who am I in this situation? Oh, who am I? God, who am I in this situation? Who am I in this situation? And you allow God to reveal it to you. Who am I? That's a good question. Who am I in this? God, who am I? Don't ask yourself. Don't ask nobody else. Ask God. God, who am I in this situation? Who am I in this situation? Who am I facing this challenge? Not who I'm trying to be. That's me trying to figure it out. Not what everybody else say I ought to do. God, who am I in this situation? Matthew 17. Remember now, the purpose of the throne room of grace is to remind you of who you are. Every time you forget, go to the throne room of grace. And the throne room of, and here's the great thing about it. The throne room of grace is with you. The throne room of grace is not a specific area. It's not a geographical location. The throne room of grace is with you. Didn't he say, I'll never? Matthew 17. Watch this. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with Jesus. Then answered Peter and said, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If thou would, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Didn't pay no attention to him. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Jesus again in the throne room of grace. In the throne room of grace, he is reminded of who he is. God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. The same thing happens to you. You walk into the throne of grace, you spend time, God reminds you, you are my child. This is what I want you to do. You are my child. This is how I want you to handle this. You are my son. You are my daughter. This is what you're going to do next. All that's in the throne room of grace that is with you. So watch this. So if the throne room of grace is, now I need y'all to grow up. If the throne room of grace is with me, then why after 25 years I'm still running to pastor? I can understand year one. I can understand year two, year three, year four, year five. But at some point, I can't be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. John, the first chapter, the 12th verse. John, the first chapter and the 12th verse. But as many as received him, meaning Jesus, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That word become sometimes is confusing. We read that word and think become meaning that we are something that we're not. But that word become, meaning that what's already on the inside of you needs to come forth. Separate the words, become. So many that accepted Jesus, as many has received him, to him gave the ability to be. And then go forward. Let me say it another way. It's not becoming a son of God. Is not. It's not a result. It already is. And Jesus uncovered it to you. So when he gives you the power to uncover yourself, that means it was there. I needed to come forth. See, Diamonds come out of a diamond to come out of coal, right? So now, was the diamond already there? There was a transaction that happened to make the coal do what it was already designed to do. The blood of Jesus comes and applies pressure on your flesh. It applies pressure on your flesh so that you can uncover who you really are. Become. They say a cold pressure applied to a coal, and then a coal inside the coal, a diamond developed. But everything that was needed was already there. The coal just didn't know it. But when pressure was applied, the same thing. That's same. You got a bunch of people walking around this world who don't know Christ and don't know their potential. So Satan is lying to them. He lying to them by letting them follow other religions that don't believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he don't mind them staying blind, because long as he keep them blind, they cannot be effective in the earth realm for God. So he don't mind denominations playing church. Because if the denomination can keep you from figuring out who you, from discovering who you really are, then Satan is winning. But when Jesus comes and gives you the exousia, or the power, or the ability to uncover that sin nature, that's that. When it says you, when he told Nicodemus, you must be born again, Jesus was simply telling Nicodemus, you must convert to my way of thinking. Right. Nicodemus was playing crazy on Jesus. He said, with Jesus, I got to go again, be born again. Jesus said, no, you must be born of water, because those that are born of flesh is in the flesh. He said, Nicodemus, then Jesus asked him a question. Go back and read it. Jesus asked him a question. Nicodemus, how you don't know this? You a master. So what I'm saying to you, you're supposed to know already. Other words, Nicodemus really didn't want to change the way he thought. He wanted to stick with the way he was thinking, but want the benefits of a redeemed person. A person who Jesus allowed to uncover that sin nature, to uncover who they really are. Going into that throne room of grace. See, we come to church and we come into an atmosphere to where an apostle who captures the presence of God and brings the presence of God so we can be exposed to it. The reason why we keep being exposed to the presence of God is so that we can find the presence on our own. There's no reason why you should wait till Sunday to get an answer. You shouldn't have to wait till Wednesday night to get an answer. Because you've been walking around with the throne room of grace all day. Remember now, the throne room is there to remind you of who you are. To remind you that you are being. You're not trying to get to. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. That's why the scripture shifts from John 1, 12 to Romans 8, 14. Because it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. That means that's people who have been in the throne room of grace. Those that have spent time with God on purpose. Jesus said this before he died on the cross. He said, he asked where the kingdom of God, where the kingdom of heaven is, where the kingdom of God is. He say, you gonna, some people go, you ain't gonna better say Lord's there, Lord's over there, the kingdom of God. He said that before he went to the cross. That means that Jesus already knew what was inside those disciples. They didn't know it. So when he died on the cross, it just uncovered it. So the situation, the challenges that you're facing, sometimes you got to stand up to those things and just say, I'm a child of God. And wait until God tells you what to do. Stop stressing. Stop trying to figure it out. Forget what everybody else thinking or saying. Do you know the embarrassment that Jesus went through? They whooping on him and he ain't done nothing. They stab him in his side and he ain't do nothing. He had no sin on him. He just took on our sin. Do you know the shame that he went through? And you worry about these little people shoo-shooing? I don't care what nobody else is saying. I don't care what it looks like on that. One of them mocked Jesus. They said, hey, you the king of the Jews. Get yourself down from there. But Jesus, because he knew who he was, stayed there, bled and died. Sometimes God will allow you to go through a challenge to strengthen you, to apply pressure on you so you can become who he's called you to be. Sometimes God will let you go through a situation so that certain people can put their hands on you so he'll have a chance to deal with them. That's why you have to have peace. What is 2 Thessalonians? It says in everything, give thanks. You have to have peace. It also said in 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 5. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Do you know what that means? That means I'm always conscious of God talking to me. See, prayer ain't just always you talking. Sometimes pray as you listening. So it say pray without ceasing. It didn't say talk without ceasing. It says pray without ceasing. That means the throne room of grace is always with you. So every moment and every second of the day, I can be in the presence of God. I can be in the throne room of grace. I can obtain mercy and find grace when I need it. Are you seeing this? See, we so busy stressing and we face a challenge and God, why me? And then we start worrying about what other people saying about us going through the challenge and this and that. Man, forget all that. God, who am I in this situation? And let him reveal it to you. Let him uncover it for you so that, watch this. Once God gives you instructions, the power, the ability, and the anointing, whatever got to be removed, whatever got to be destroyed, is there with those instructions. So you can get, when God speaks to you and you do it, it is a guarantee that something is about to change. See, no longer you got to be guessing. Well, I'm gonna do step one, step two, step three. Let me look back at my notes. Oh yeah, step. He said, do this, and. No, when you go to the throne room of grace and God gives you instructions. In 2 Thessalonians, it also say, don't despise prophesying. Sometimes you'll be in your prayer room in the throne room and you'll start prophesying to yourself. You start prophesying to yourself and telling yourself the answer. God using you to uncover you. That's the kind of growth I'm talking about. Well, God can use you to uncover you. You don't need nobody else. Be seated. In Ecclesiastes, I think it's Numbers 11, when God told Moses to choose the 70, he said, I'm gonna take the spirit that's on you and I'm gonna put it on them. God did it, but then there was two more in the crowd. What is it, Eldad and me dad. And the Spirit of God, they wasn't with the 70. They was everywhere. They was somewhere else in the crowd. The Spirit of God came up on them. They wanted to go run and tell Moses, say, hey, they got two people you ain't choose. Moses said, y'all telling me for my sake? He said, I wish that they all. I wish that they all. That's what Jesus died on the cross for. That they all. That every last person in this room, online, every last person can go through the throne of grace and get uncovered. You can go through the throne of grace for yourself. So that you can uncover you. You can be reminded of who you are. This situation I'm facing ain't got nothing on me. This situation, matter of fact, I gotta let this situation know who I am. It's trying to, the situation trying to tell me who I am. But I got to flip the script. I got to tell the situation who I am. Now, if I don't know what to say, then I go to the throne room of grace. He'll give me words to say. See, instead of y'all trying to make up your own confession, sometimes y'all let God give you your. Lift your hand if you need a tithe and offering envelope.